Now it's time for real fashion on Pop Off with Mary Jane Pop.
And a special welcome to each and every one of you. Welcome back to Pop Off. Hey, it's week two. We made it through our first week. It was fabulous. I hope you've enjoyed the shows. More to come. I'm Mary Jane Pop, and we do Pop Off on Pop Off every Monday through Friday from noon till 1. If you enjoy the show, we would really appreciate it if you'd pass it on to your friends and let them all know about what's going on Pop Off. And what's going on is that we're going to bring you people that will make your life better, happier, live longer, live not only happier, but better, smarter, maybe even more efficiently, maybe make some extra money, a little bit of everything to make your life better. Because we've got enough of the negatives in the world to last us a lifetime. So this is a positive show. There aren't many positive shows on the air anymore, and we aim to please by making sure we bring you the best and the brightest. So, again, by the way, if you have some ideas for the show, it doesn't have to be specific people or books or anything like that. A topic. Maybe you want to hear about a certain condition, or you want to talk about, you have to deal with depression. How do you deal with depression? Email me. Let me know. MaryJane@popoff.com, and I will be more than happy to find somebody. Believe me. Do you know how many emails and books that I get every single month? I'm telling you, and every single week for that matter. And all of them have some ideas for shows, and I can always get that for you. So don't worry about it. Just get the topic to me. Email me, MaryJane@popoff.com. And that's two P's and two F's. MaryJane@popoff.com. And just let me know. Say, hey, Mary Jane, I want to hear about this, or I want to hear about this condition, or I heard somebody talking about such and such. Believe me, I've got access. I've been doing this for like 30 years. I mean, this is not like a lark or a very beginning for me. About 30 years of this stuff, so trust me, I have contacts, and if I don't find out, I'll find out from someone else. I can network and get the right people for you. Anyway, Pop Off, great show tonight. It's noon to 1 every day, Monday through Friday. And we're going to be talking about a variety of things today that I think you'll find fascinating. Do you ever want to tell somebody about bad breath but didn't know how? Well, we're going to talk to the Bad Breath Bible Man. I mean, this is the doctor who knows everything that there is to know about bad breath and how to get rid of it. So maybe it'll exclude the possibility of you having to tell a family or a friend. You know, it can get pretty nasty, you know what I mean? Also, we'll be talking about cleansing internally to become younger on the outside. I'm serious. We're going to do that. Also, do you ever get up in the morning and you've had a good night's sleep and you're still exhausted? Well, did you know that America is suffering from chronic fatigue to the max? And we're going to talk to the man who is like he is the insider on all the information that you ever had to hear about chronic fatigue and why we're so doggone pooped out. I think part of it has to do with technology because you can't get away from anybody anymore. But you know, there's somebody I don't want to get away from because she always has some great information for us, just like this. You want to know what the week will be? Then listen up to our pop-off psychic numerologist, Esther Baer, who bears witness to the facts of our life. You know why? Because she's got our numbers. That's why. Hello, Esther.
Hi, Mary Jane. How are you?
I'm so fine. It's just absolutely disgusting. If I were any finer, it should be, bottled and sold.
Oh, well, this is a good thing.
Yeah. How you doing today?
Not too shabby.
Great. Now, please tell me, last week was so squirrely.
Oh, yes.
Don't tell me we're getting into another one.
Well, we have our little theme. There's like the message for the week. And last week was, this whole month is expect the unexpected.
Uh-oh.
So, what you expect ain't going to happen because it'll probably do just the opposite.
Oh, no.
But last week was slow down or you're going to get hurt. So I had people call me all week going, am I in an accident-prone cycle or what? And I said, you're supposed to listen to the show and slow down, and then you won't get hurt.
Yep.
Well, this week is slow down or it's going to cost you.
Uh-oh.
So the costing could be anything from your car breaking to getting your purse stolen to somebody breaking in. It's if you're not slowing down, you're not paying attention, and things are going to happen.
So, but if I slow down and pay attention and look over my shoulder, it'll be okay?
You betcha.
Oh,
you betcha. Because, you know, people, they get in a hurry, they jump in the car, they don't fasten their belts, and they have an accident.
Mm-hmm.
Or they run out the door, and they grab a wallet, they run into a store, they put their wallet down and walk out.
Oh.
They're in such a hurry that they're not paying attention. So because of that, they're wide open for thefts and crazies and all kinds of stuff.
So focus.
Oh, yes. Don't be in that big a hurry because, it could cost you big time.
Really? Okay.
You know, because we have accidents in this cycle. They're usually not the fender benders. They're like getting your car totaled.
Uh-huh.
So it's not fun. So it's, you know, it's big amounts of money.
Whoa.
And that also has to do with the weather. I mean, you know, we have the unexpected stuff with the volcanoes and hurricanes and tornadoes.
Yeah, but
with
these
accidents, we still have the crossover from last week. We had the accident in Stockton on the Ferris wheel. You know,
yeah,
these kind of strange things.
How sad. That little boy fell 50 feet to his death.
Oh, I know. I was just heartbroken when I heard that.
The thing is, at least this is what we're hearing so far, is that he was up there all alone by 6 years old in a huge Ferris wheel like that.
Oh, yeah. Somebody should find some parrots and slap them silly.
You betcha.
Oh, yeah. There's no excuse in the world for that.
Wow.
But again, it's unexpected things, so you can't just assume everything is okay.
Okay.
You know, so that's the biggie, and again, it could cost you a lot of money this week.
Oy.
So, you know, watch those
steps. I can't afford that. Can't afford not to afford it, you know.
Oh, no. And I'd rather go real slow. You know, I may have only 20 bucks on me, but it's going someplace for that day, and I don't want somebody to take it.
You betcha.
You know, and again, it could get into real big money.
Business, too? I mean, what about business deals?
Business, this is always, this. When we hit a cycle that we have to slow down, it's a good time for doing things printed in business. So this is a good time for advertising.
Oh, okay.
It's a good time for traveling, not real far away from home. But, you know, to go out there and kind of, you know, do your little little touching everybody around the community, maybe a little bit of out of town, but I wouldn't go too far.
Okay.
Because remember, all the crazies are out there in this kind of cycle.
Any colors that we should be wearing?
This month is always the good sapphire blue, and this is one of the few weeks that we can actually wear dark colors like black and get away with it. Just don't do a whole bunch of it. Because the darker your colors, the more accident-prone and stuff you are.
That is depressing.
Oh, I know. But a lot of people wear so much of that, and they wonder why they're sick all the time. It's like, you know, get the black off your body.
Now, you can wear black if you maybe wear something brighter
Whatever
around your
skin. Oh, yes. Or accessory, or, you know, where that should be your accessory color.
Oh, okay.
Not your major color. And I have people taking their black and bleaching that out and doing gray, and that works just good.
Really?
Oh, yeah, because you remove the dark.
So don't worry about when you're washing it, it turns gray, huh?
That's good. I tell people, you know, just bleach it to death.
Wow.
You know, and make sure, you know, or buy it when instead of getting the black color, get the ones that are pre-washed that have already, you know, already lightened up.
Gotcha.
And the more you wash it, the lighter they get.
Amazing.
And the only really bad day we have for accidents is tomorrow.
Wow.
So that's our really slow down day because that not only do you have to watch your health, you have to watch the money situation anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So this could, you can have an accident, it could end up costing you. So your insurance may not cover you 100%, or you find out somebody who's not insured, you get in an accident, and it's going to cost you.
Whoa.
So, you know, those are things you have to really watch for.
Okay, we'll be careful, good.
Oh, yeah, but other than that, it's really not a bad week. You got to go slow.
Okay, well, listen, I appreciate what you're doing for us, because you're kind of keeping us on the straight and narrow.
Oh, you betcha. I don't like the phone calls coming in going, guess what happened to me?
Ouch.
Unless it's good stuff.
You better believe
we
it.
We only want the good news. You can call me and give me all the good news in the world. Just don't call me and say, you know, you said this and this happened.
How do we get a hold of you if people would like to have a personal reading, or they have parties that they might want to have you come to and do readings, or even pet readings? And you do a lot of stuff over the phone, too.
Oh, yes.
How do they get a hold of you?
They can call me at 916-427-8727.
Once again,
916-427-8727.
Fabulous. So now you have yourself a good week, and you be careful,
too. Oh, I'm going to go slow. I know better.
Thanks.
I don't do pain well, so I always go slow with these cycles.
Who wants to do pain when you don't gotta?
Oh, this is true.
You take care, Esther.
Oh, you have a wonderful week, sweetie.
Thank you, my love.
Bye-bye now.
And talking about feeling good, if you're always tired out, well, listen up to this.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her head. on the wind that whispers perfume through the air. I'm picking up vibrations.
Well, you want to have some good vibrations and feel good every day. I mean, when you get up and get out of bed, you don't want to feel like you just want to get back in and pull the covers over your head. You know what I mean? So if you're pooped, I mean really wiped out, the kind of tired that sleep...
Hello?
You sleep... Oh,
yeah.
Hi. Hold on. Is this Dr. Conley?
Yes.
Hey, don't go away. I'm doing an introduction for you.
Hi.
Okay. I'm talking about being pooped out, the kind of tired that when you go to sleep, you still wake up all pooped out. Could you have chronic fatigue? Well, Dr. Ed Conley tells me that things are going to look up for you, but there are ways to overcome so that can happen. Now, Dr. Conley is Assistant Clinical Professor of Medicine at Michigan State University and an affiliate physician at the Cleveland Clinic and Genesis Regional Medical Center. And in America Exhausted, he has some exhilarating news. Dr. Conley, nice to have you with us on Pop Off.
Great to be with you today, Mary Ann.
It's Mary Jane, but that's okay.
Oh, Mary Jane, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Hey, we've talked enough times that you can get it mixed up, and I forgive you. Now, how do we know if we have this thing called chronic fatigue, or if it's just, you know, I'm overworked a little bit, you know?
Well, about 50 million Americans complain of fatigue, and it is probably the most common thing that we complain of, and it's a serious problem all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
But for about 1 million, and certainly many of your listeners, it becomes even more serious than that with chronic fatigue syndrome, to where they're having difficulty working, they're having difficulty living normal lives. I see people in the clinic all the time that you would think of as being in the prime of their lives, 20, 30, 40, 50 years old. They're having trouble working. They're having trouble keeping up their family demands. Some of them, Mary Jane, are actually having trouble even taking a shower.
Oh, my God.
And it's because they're not able to make energy the way that they should. We all pay very little attention to that. Most of us don't even know how we convert our food to energy that we use every day.
Yeah.
But these people have real problems in their power plant, so to speak, that's inside of every cell that makes their energy, and they literally have the energy of a 70, 80, or 90-year-old.
So it's not really just being a little bit tired. We're talking about the inside of the factory inside of us is just not producing what it needs to be producing.
Exactly. And now, with all of us, as we age a little bit, I'm a baby boomer, and as we age, supposedly that those power plants get damaged through a number of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But with these people, because of viral infections, nutritional problems, damage because of what we call oxidation or free radical damage.
In other words, we're rusting.
Yeah, you know, that's a pretty good way of looking at it, in that it's like any other power plant. It's like the engine in your car.
Uh-huh.
If you start to get damaged, even though your car is fairly young, that engine performance will start to go down, and when it does, it simply cannot make the energy that it should. And because we run entirely on energy, our brains, our immunity, our muscles, everything starts to go down. These people get chronic infections because their immune system's weakened. They can't think well. We call those cognitive dysfunction. They have cloudy thinking or difficulty concentrating. Obviously, they don't have energy to get up and do the things that they want to do,
mm-hmm.
including at the workplace. So all of us are getting this damage, but for these people, it has been accelerated through a variety of reasons. And as I say, they may be 20, 30, 40 years old or so,
mm-hmm.
but yet they're really making energy. And we can measure this, Mary Jane. We can actually measure
really
how you or anybody else produces their energy, so that I can measure in these people that they're making energy like a typical, let's say, 80-year-old should.
How do you measure that?
Well, it's a little complicated, but basically there are special bicycle tests.
Oh.
And we put a breathing thing in the mouth, so we measure all the oxygen going out, coming in, and we can measure actually how well those power plants are doing. We do it all the time in sports medicine. Back in I used to work in sports performance 20 years ago or so. It's done routinely there, but what I do is use it to measure how these people are making their energy. And these, and so people with chronic fatigue and even those people with fibromyalgia, which I also treat, have real difficulty making that energy, and therefore, when they tell their doctors or they tell their loved ones, hey, I'm exhausted, unfortunately, sometimes they're not believed because there is no routine lab test.
There are some doctors that will just say, oh, you're just a little tired. Get a little extra weekend sleep and you'll be fine. And you know what? That's just not true. And you mentioned fibromyalgia. You got to give them a definition of fibromyalgia.
Fibromyalgia is a disease of chronic muscle pain that is in all four quadrants of the body. Mm. It generally doesn't go away, and it is extremely severe. There are a number of trigger points that are very tender. And for the layperson, the best way to think about it is you remember how bad you feel when you have the flu, that horrible muscle ache.
Yeah.
Patients describe it to me as that, only having it 365 days a year for years on end.
Mm.
And these people sometimes can become quite debilitated. I've treated thousands of people from all over the country, and in America Exhausted, I talked about that. And again, part of it is that their muscles are not making the energy that they should because of lack of nutrients, because of damage to the muscles through oxidative damage and other reasons.
Do we know why some people are more susceptible to both chronic fatigue and or fibromyalgia as opposed to others that, you know, we go on the rest of our lives and we're fine?
Yeah, you know, it's not fair because I have patients all the time ask me about, you know, I've got so-and-so who's a friend who drinks, who smokes, stays out
the
bar till 2 in the morning and is able to work. And we're not quite sure why, but it's certainly some of it is due to the amount of antibiotics many of these people get when they are young. Many of them have chronic allergies, which I talk about in America Exhausted, the food allergies.
Mm-hmm.
So they get a lot of ear problems and throat problems and infections. So they get a lot of antibiotics as a kid or a teen or an early adult. And then those antibiotics diminish their good bacteria in their digestive system, may cause an overgrowth of abnormal bacteria or yeast. That may increase the damage to the power plants that we were talking about.
Right.
Food allergies and other allergies alone can increase the damage. And then nutritionally, a lot of people have problems, obviously, in the United States. We're not eating right.
Yeah.
And for certain people, You put that all together, sort of like that movie, The Perfect Storm. Did you ever see that one?
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
everything
it's like,
together.
You know, George Clooney and his friends would have survived one storm, but three of those storms all came together and sunk that poor boat. Same way with these people. They might have did all right with one problem, but they get a large amount of problems. The allergies,
yep.
Infections, maybe they're not eating so well. They get increased stress at times. And all of those factors come in to sort of sink that boat, so to speak.
You know, I've got to ask you a question, too, because I think this is important. I was just talking to a younger publicist out of New York this morning, and she was saying, you know, I'm so harried and I'm so hassled. I said, you know, I'm a baby boomer just like you, Dr. Conley. And I said, I remember 20 years ago when we were talking about, well, you know, we're going to have to figure out what to do with all our spare time because we're going to be only working like 30 hours a week. And I said, whatever happened to that? You know, we've got, it isn't your BlackBerry, it's your iPod, it's your cell phone, it's your computer, it's your laptop. You can't get away from it. The stress is incredible these days.
It is, and what we don't realize, and I talked about that in Chapter 7, is that stress is actually a physical phenomenon, not a psychological one. By that I mean, we certainly feel stress psychologically or mentally, but we produce stress chemicals every time we undergo stress,
mm-hmm.
be it from a traffic jam all the way up to, you know, divorces and lawsuits. And what happens is those stress chemicals, adrenaline being the biggest one, damages us.
Yeah.
Every time we produce them, it damages us. Now, if you're running away from a tiger, who cares if you're damaging yourself a little bit? Because, of course, the tiger is going to do a whole lot more damage to you than a little adrenaline.
Yeah, that's fright and flight.
Exactly. But when you're doing it every day like we do, like this publicist you were talking to, or most of us, then what happens is we damage ourselves a little bit every day.
Yeah.
And unless we control those stresses, I have many doctors who are researchers, colleagues, who believe that adrenaline is probably the strongest damaging agent that we can run into as far as the thing that damages us most.
So, in other words, lazy, laid-back people live a lot longer and healthier, huh?
Well, they may if they somehow can get a little exercise and gather the fortitude to eat right.
Right.
But certainly our type A lifestyle where we're, you know, driving and we're always 10 minutes late and we're always running to this. And even when we go on vacation, we're flying somewhere and you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Every day we're producing stress. We're producing stress chemicals. And then I see people get locked into it to where after so many years of being so stressed out, they're producing those chemicals every day, even on a reasonably good one. And it is important for your listeners to know how important and how damaging that adrenaline is if you don't get control over it.
Yeah. And well, do you have some steps we can start out with to try and make things better?
Well, that is so much more easily said than done, obviously, because things that stress some of us don't stress others. You know, some of the things that I counsel people on is to make sure they take a good look at their life and do, you know, change some things that they can get out of. As far as many people hate their jobs, they hate their life, don't do some of the things that you find stressful. Don't go to movies that are stressful. If the news stresses you out watching it even, then listen to it on radio or get it by another means.
Mm-hmm.
Meditation, or if you're religious, prayer is always good because it allows you to slow down a little bit,
Slow
down some of those stress chemicals, and also concentrate on what's positive in your life instead of sort of a timeout. And then nutritionally, I talked in Chapter 7, so many Americans, the majority of Americans are low in the nutrients that are needed to help them control their stressors, and therefore they just, it's very hard for them.
Well, I won't tell you where I went yesterday then. your golden arch is kind of a come to me, you know what I mean?
Well, you know, and I point out in the book, I live in the real world, and that's not all bad if it's done occasionally.
Got it.
Now, the sicker you are or the deeper you are in a hole, the less you can afford to eat those foods that are nutritionally not so good.
Sure.
But, you know, so many of my patients I have on a pretty rigorous diet, but mainly because I see so many with chronic food allergies. That may be the number one thing I see anymore.
Really?
As far as that causing so much damage.
Hmm.
And then people with the digestive problems, some 60 million Americans have irritable bowel and other digestive problems, and you just can't absorb nutrients even if you were eating a great diet.
Amazing.
And so we do so much work with that as well, that I talked about in Chapter 9, as the bowel being your most important body organ. Because
we have to
reduce the yeast, we have to improve the good bacteria.
It's funny that you mention that, because the next guest that we have on is going to be talking about cleansing internally to become younger.
Well, that's one of the ways that can help, is that so many people in America have so many problems with the digestive tract that what I do here at the clinic is actually a four-phase approach where we actually help improve good bacteria. We get rid of a lot of the abnormal bacteria, yeast, or parasites. We try and give them nutrients to help the bowel heal. And then lastly, indeed, if they are very toxic, then some gentle cleansing may be necessary. So
Now, I want to make sure everybody knows, how do they get the book America Exhausted, and do you have a website?
America Exhausted should be available at all the bookstores. It's on Amazon.com, and people can get much more information, sign up for our free newsletter at the website, which is CFITS, C-F as in Frank, IDS.com. That's CFITS.com.
Fantastic.
And there's also the number for the clinic on there if they want more info as well.
Hey, fantastic. Dr. Conley, as always, where are you located, by the way?
We are just north of Detroit.
Okay, terrific. So everybody knows that. Since we are a syndicated show, we get out there with everyone. So I want to make sure everybody knows where you're located, too. I appreciate your being with us. I always love having you come on because we hit all these different topics that affect all of us at one time or another in our lives. And I appreciate your candor.
Well, it's been absolutely my pleasure. It's always great to talk with you.
We'll look forward to having you back again.
Great.
Take
care,
Dr.
Conley.
Bye-bye now. Again, the name of that book is America Exhausted. And seriously speaking, folks, I think we've all faced some of it. Maybe not to the extent of some people where they just totally become debilitated and they can't even move anymore. But the book is fascinating. It's got a lot of good information there. And also gives kind of little tests so you can find out whether you have this thing called chronic fatigue or if it's just something you have to deal with on a daily basis. But again, it's called America Exhausted. Available at the bookstores and Amazon. And that website, again, is C, S as in Frank, I, Ida, D, Dawn, S, Sam.com, CFIDS.com. Never get exhausted on pop-off because we've got enough in our lives to keep us going, don't you think? Better believe there's an SOS. After we talk with Dr. Conley about what happens to a person in their body, then it seems just perfectly normal for us to start out from the inside out if you want to become younger. Now, 64-year-old Milan Chessman, and by the way, she looks great, says cleanse internally. That's the name of her book. It's the name of her book, and it's the name of her game. She has cleansed old age right out of her life. And Milan has been a colon hydrotherapist for some 24 years. Milan, nice to have you with us on Pop Off.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Well, you know, it's so interesting because, do you know Dr. Conley?
May?
He wrote a book called America Exhausted, and he addresses chronic fatigue. He addresses stress and what happens to the body and fibromyalgia. And he said cleansing internally is extremely important. So here I said, you know, we're gonna be talking to Milan about this and how to do that.
Yeah. Well.
Okay. Now, when you talk about cleansing internally, I'm kind of curious because, you know, are you talking about colon cleansing? Are you talking about diet to do it for you? Or where do we begin with this? And first of all, what is hydrotherapy?
Well, cleansing internally requires different components. And when we cleanse internally, we're actually detoxing the body of the carcinogens, free radicals, toxins, poisons, and impurities that are in our cells, tissues, blood, lymph, liver, brain, lungs, colon, et cetera.
Uh-huh.
And so when you take cleansing herbs and modify the diet and do either enema of my home cleansing kit, which I created, or professional colon hydrotherapy, mm-hmm. you actually start releasing those impurities out of the body. And so it takes some, and I recommend it once a year, once every 6 months, and the reason is because we're in such a toxic environment, you see.
I'll be done. Oh, just out of curiosity, can you speak up just a little bit? You're kind of soft there, and you're not speaking on the speakerphone, are you?
No, ma'am, I'm not.
Oh, okay. Just want to make sure, because I want to make sure you're nice and loud and clear on the air. So you talk about a variety of things. When you talk about cleansing internally, are you talking about doing this every day, once a week, once a month, just so often, what?
Once a year or once every 6 months.
Oh, really? Okay.
So,
yeah. And are you saying that everybody needs it?
Well, if anybody, if people have had a typical Western world diet, there's over 1,000 different chemicals that are put into our food today. MSG is in almost all the fast foods, which is a toxic chemical.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, your food, you've got pesticide residues. Grain has 1%, fruits have 4%, vegetables have 6%, dairy has 23%. And animal products, the rest of the animal products have 55%.
Now, are you a vegetarian?
I'm a vegan.
A vegan, so you're really strict. But does that mean that I've got to become a vegan, too?
No, it's your body, honey.
Okay, but if I don't want to be a vegan, can I still be doing detox and still be healthy?
You can still detox your body. You will not have optimum health if you eat animal products. You see, your body was not designed to consume animal products.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on a second. What do you mean my body wasn't, you know, the old caveman, that's all they had?
Well, if you examine the body of a human being compared to the body of an animal that eats vegetation, plant food, you have a long digestive system which is designed to eat plant food. Unfortunately, in our culture today, we're eating way too much animal products, and it is proven that animal products are carcinogenic for the body. They've done lots of studies and have shown that people that eat eggs on a regular basis, for example, have a shorter lifespan than those that eat eggs very, very seldom, for example. That's one of, you know, people suffer in this country from depression and anxiety and stress attacks, and they're learning that the reason is they're eating too much animal products, which pulls serotonin from the brain. You need serotonin to keep you mellow, calm, in control, and composed.
You know, I've got to ask you, though, you talk about the depression. I agree. There's a lot more depression now. There's this chronic fatigue. There's fibromyalgia. There's all these kinds of things. But, you know, the West was settled on people coming across country, and they ate meat, and they didn't seem to have the depression that we have today. What was different then than is now?
Probably chemicals, pesticides, insecticides, herbicides, dyes. They didn't eat, they were not ingesting those differences.
I will agree with you. I mean, the air is polluted, the water stinks, the earth has been leached. So, yeah, we got a lot of problems. Can't we take care of that with some supplements?
No, we wish. You know, give me a pill and it takes all the pain and everything goes away.
Hey, that's exactly the all-American way.
It doesn't work that way. The Environmental Research Foundation states that 1 billion pounds of toxic compounds are spread over our crops annually. That's 4 pounds per person in our food.
Mm-hmm.
The average American consumes over 1 pound of food additives, states the Environmental Research Foundation. There are 3,000 toxic chemicals we're ingesting into our bodies. So, and over 200 million tons of potentially dangerous pollutants have already been released into our atmosphere. So we have a problem here. So toxicity is the major problem. There are four reasons people get sick. The main reason is toxins, poisons that are in our system. Death and disease, the result of the toxic body of Dr. Norman Walker, who lived to be 118 years old. And I can promise you that, the first man ate a plant-based diet. And the second reason is we've got all the mental stresses that are trapped inside of our bodies, trapped in emotional mental stresses, vitamin mineral, that they're not taking enough nutrients in, so there's a deficiency that can cause sickness and disease. So there's a number of reasons why we get sick.
You know, Milan, I'm not discounting what you're saying, because I agree that we have to make changes in our lives, but I got to be honest with you. For every one vegan or vegetarian that you tell me lives to be 100, you know, I've got, 10 George Burns who smoked, drank, and had fun all his life and lived to be 100. So,
well, I don't know what George Burns ate, to be honest with you, and I think he smoked a cigar on a social basis. I don't really know a lot about George Burns, but George Burns is not a typical person.
What about the genetics? I mean, how does genetics play into this?
Genetics plays very, as far as I know, genetics plays a very little, small role in this area of optimum health. How do you determine optimum health? By how you look and how you feel. I know how I look. I'm 66 years old.
Oh, you look great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And so
if you look the way you do look on the back of your book, in person.
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay.
You can go to my website, coloniccleanse.com. You can see the current pictures I took just a few months ago.
Oh, good.
So it's www.coloniccleanse.com. Two words, two C's, and one word.
Okay.
coloniccleanse.com. and it shows lots of photographs. But I, you know, I used to eat, Mary. I used to eat the foods that were unhealthy, and I know how I felt. I know how I looked, and I was not a healthy person.
Now, when did you change?
I changed about 30 years ago.
Why?
I suffered from obesity. I was not a nice person. I was crabby, grumpy when I got up in the morning.
Uh-huh.
I had dark circles under my eyes. I suffered from compulsive overeating, and I was not healthy. My immune system was low, and I started educating myself. I started reading books about how these people that lived to be 118 years old, what did they eat? And granted, some of the centenarians ate meat, but they ate it very seldom. Like, for example, the Okinawans, they're the longest living people in the world. They eat very little animal products,
really,
vegetation.
Hmm.
So I decided to try to eat foods that were healthy and get rid of the white flour, white sugar, processed foods where the fiber has been removed, cut down on the animal products, eventually cut it out completely, and my life changed. I had a higher level and a level of energy. I work out 6 days a week. I do high-impact step aerobics, and 6 days a week, I would never have the figure, the body that I have if I ate all the animal products I ate before. And the processed foods that I ate before. By the way, did you know that all foods now are genetically engineered except for organic?
Well, you know, I wonder about that because I've had some people on talking about the genetically engineered food, and you're right. I mean, they are not marked. Nothing is labeled so that you know if it's genetically engineered anymore. There may be portions or all of it being genetically engineered. That I know.
Now, Mary, if there's one thing that would keep you away from eating animal products, it'd probably be mad cow disease. If you knew a lot about it, you probably wouldn't be eating any animal products right now.
Well, if you
know about other countries,
you
know about our mad cow disease in this country that we don't know.
Yeah, and even if you saw chickens the way they're produced and go through a plant, it's not very pretty.
No, it's not. And they're feeding chicken dung, they're feeding cow dung, they're feeding plastic hay, not to mention the intestines of down to animals. They're making our animals carcinogenic.
Now, do you eat fish?
No, I don't.
No fish either?
No, and let me tell you why.
That's brain food.
Pardon?
That's brain food.
No, it's not brain food. Let me tell you why I don't eat fish. They took 50 pounds of fish in New York. They tested every single fish, all kinds of fish in the lake, fish in the sea. They found 85% of the fish had mercury. 80% of the fish had DDE. DDT was banned in the United States back in the 70s. And they found 40% of the fish had human fecal matter. Now, do you want to put that in your body?
No, but how do you get all the protein that you're supposed to have?
Well, see, this is something that's been told to you, Mary, that's simply not true. It's
well, but I've had doctors. I've had doctors on, and I'm not saying just because you're not a doctor, you don't know this. But I've had, several physicians and top-notch physicians who are saying, certain blood types need certain things.
That's a theory, Mary. That's not a fact.
Well, there's a lot of theories out there. That's what we're trying to present on the show and let people make their own decisions.
Well, what I'm trying to tell you is that they did studies in Europe. And incidentally, medical doctors get lucky if they get 2 hours of nutrition in the 8 years of medical school.
I understand that.
So, and I have a degree in nutritional science.
And they only have that much time spent on supplements, too. You take supplements?
I do take cayenne. I take cayenne. I take OxyDrop, Narcan, MSM. I take MSM. I take a few. Some of the B12 and sublingual B12. But they did studies in Europe, and they showed that in people that were athletes, men that were athletes and that were laborers, had far more energy eating a plant-based diet than eating animal products. And they found also that they've been telling us in this country that you have to have animal products for complete protein. That's simply not true. It's erroneous information.
But you have to know
vegetation.
But you have to know what
the potato is biologically your best protein for your body.
Exactly, but you have to know how to balance that. And some people will go all plant protein or all plants and not hit the right kind to get the protein that they need either. They need to know, they need to get your book and get more information.
Well, listen, let me tell you something. You get more protein from raw nuts and raw seeds and legumes and vegetables have complete protein in them. Mm-hmm. If you're eating a healthy plant-based diet, and the healthiest people right now in this country are people that eat a plant-based diet. They have more energy, they look better, they don't suffer from obesity, they don't smell like a person that eats animal products.
Excuse me, I don't smell.
I don't know about you, Mary.
Okay.
I'm just generalizing when I say what I'm saying.
I know.
So,
now, let's make sure we get this in. Cleanse internally. How do they get the book?
They can go into my website, coloniccleanse.com, or they can call the 800 number.
Which is?
311-8222.
fabulous.
And Mary, if they call this number now, then from this radio show, your listeners can get the book for $6.
Oh, you can.
Autograph.
$6? Oh, wow. Okay, terrific.
Yep. And I've also wrote a cookbook. My cookbook is called Vegetarian Delight. It's 184 recipes in the cookbook. Excellent, delicious meals, tried and tested. So either one of those books, Cleanse and Friendly to Become Younger or Vegetarian Delight Cookbook, they can get for $6.
Fantastic.
And it'll be autographed.
I really do appreciate that, Leilani. Stay healthy, stay well, and keep us on the straight and narrow.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Take care, my love.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's Leilani Chessman, the name of the book, Cleanse Internally to Become Younger. And she does look fabulous. You know, she's 64 years old, 66 now. She looks great. She really does. Again, that website is colonic cleanse.com, colonic cleanse.com, and or the 800-311-8222, 800-311-8222. And if you mention Pop-Off, but you got to mention Pop-Off, then you get the book for $6. That's a real bargain, $6. Or her cookbook also. Either one is the way to go. Ah, here's to getting rid of that bad stuff, including bad breath on Pop-Off. Well, what we'd like to have is nice, clean-smelling breath, right? Well, we're going to see a little bit more about that. And oh, to Don, back at Network Central, there are some alternative numbers there, Don, for Dr. Harold Katz, and because we want to be able to talk to him. He is the Bad Breath Bible Book guy, and he is kind of a neat guy. He has his own clinics, et cetera. And kind of a fun guy to speak of, but it's one of those things where, you know, it's one of those things we have to talk a little bit about. Is it kind of one of those things where, you know, you kind of have somebody who has bad breath, and you don't know exactly what to tell them? And it's one of those, you see, I don't know what to say to you. I don't know if I should tell the person that they have bad breath, or if not that they have bad breath, then, you know, how do you kind of solve the problem? And but we'll see if we can get our nice guy. And he is, as I said, the man who has the Bad Breath Bible, Dr. Harold Katz. It's a definitive resource on the symptoms, causes, and cures of halitosis. Now, that's what it's called, halitosis. And, you know, it's kind of a crazy situation because you wonder about that. You say, well, you know, when I get up in the morning, I have a little bit of bad breath, but I'm not sure exactly if it's a major problem for me. And the conditions, according to Dr. Katz, are a few reasons for halitosis. And we're going to find out exactly what those reasons are. Someone you know may have that bad breath, and the Bad Breath Bible tells it all. Dr. Harold Katz mouths off about why bad breath and how to get it out, so to speak. He told it like it is on Good Morning America. The ladies of The View now know about it. He is founder of the California Breath Clinic. Dr. Katz, nice to have you with us on Pop Off.
Well, thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
Well, you know, I don't think a lot of people even know. You say, oh, I just have bad breath. But that's halitosis. So what's halitosis?
Well, halitosis is one step above and beyond your regular onion breath or garlic breath. These are people that have bad breath all the time.
Uh-huh.
And it involves bacteria. And not really bad bacteria. These are bacteria that everyone has in their mouth, but under certain conditions, such as when your mouth is dry or reactions to medications, or if you have post-nasal drip, a reaction takes place between these bacteria where they produce what are called volatile sulfur compounds, things like hydrogen sulfide, which is a rotten egg smell.
Oh, yeah. By the way, There are several ladies on The View. Did any of them have halitosis?
No, they were actually quite educated in how to keep their blood fresh. They knew to drink water, they knew to keep their tongue clean, but I did teach them quite a few interesting things about some of the mouthwashes and toothpaste that they were using, because many of them actually can make the breath worse instead of better.
You're kidding. Like, what kind of mouthwashes are bad?
Well, anything that contains alcohol has the tendency to make the mouth very dry. And that's because alcohol is essentially a drying agent.
Mm-hmm.
And what you don't want to do is make the mouth dry, because the bacteria which cause bad breath love a dry mouth.
Wow.
The other important thing is almost every toothpaste on the market contains a harsh detergent called sodium lauryl sulfate. It was put in there years ago before people knew a lot about the science of bad breath.
Uh-huh.
It was put in there to make it foam up. Now, soap, as most people know, is a drying agent again. And what happens at that time, the mouth becomes extremely dry. And again, the bacteria love that type of environment and make the breath worse instead of better.
Oh, big time. So now, is that part of your 10 tips for a fresh breath?
Yes, absolutely. You have to make sure that your mouth never gets dry.
Okay.
And that's why drinking between 6 and 8 glasses of water a day is very important. But you have to avoid things that make your mouth dry. Obviously, smoking cigarettes is near the top of the list, because smoking makes the mouth extremely dry. But then people who let's say, have a couple of adult beverages during the day, they obviously get some sort of breath disorder. But you can do the same thing by having some of those very strong mouthwashes. It'll make the mouth extremely dry. And then people wonder, why do I have bad breath? I just use mouthwash.
Now, you also said that a diet high in proteins, like dairy foods, red meat, all that, beans, that'll give you bad breath?
Yes, because what these bacteria actually do, their goal in life is to break down proteins. It's part of, it's like the first step in digestion. So by breaking down the proteins, they're much easier for our body to digest once it gets into the stomach and lower intestine. The problem is the byproduct of this breakdown are these volatile sulfur compounds. Actually, certain amino acids are being chopped up, and sulfur in the amino acids is becoming released. The problem is, if you overdo the proteins, like in the Atkins-type diet, things of that nature, you have an overabundance of the sulfur being produced as the byproduct, and people do notice it if they're sitting next to you in an airplane, as an example.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned that alcohol in any kind of mouthwash is bad, so I would imagine just alcohol, period, is bad for you.
Yeah, alcohol, in fact, your listeners, if they can remember their good old college days and they go out on the weekend and go out drinking, well, the next morning they have that terrible taste inside their mouth.
Yeah.
Well, that's a sign. Anyone who has that sour, bitter taste throughout the day, that's a sign, again, they're overproducing those sulfur compounds, because they live in the back of the tongue, and that's where those taste buds are. So at the same time, people may fear they have a bad breath problem. If they do notice alterations in taste, or if the mouth gets dry and sticky, that's a sign, sure enough, you probably have bad breath as well.
I was really surprised when you said that certain diets can cause it, like the Atkins diet.
Oh, very much so. In fact, when they first became extremely popular, we had just tons of people contacting us. Help, what do? We actually came up with, we have a line of products called TheraBreath, like therapy for your breath.
It's really great. I love the gum.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, that's why we started the gum. So
and not only that, not only the gum, I like the little strips.
Oh, you know what's interesting about the strips? We actually got them into Walmart stores, and over the weekend we sold thousands of them. So I'd like your listeners, if they do like the products, they can go over to Walmart and get the TheraBreath mouthwash, toothpaste, and those strips, and they're fairly inexpensive over there too.
Can't they get your stuff online too?
Yeah, we have a website, freshbreath.com, and what I'd like to do over the summer, we're giving away free samples, so your listeners can go to freshbreath.com, all one word, freshbreath. And you can sign up for some free samples. It costs a couple of bucks to ship them, but they'll get an idea of what's going on.
Uh-huh.
And we even have a toll-free number. If people don't have access to a computer, they can call 1-800-460-3775. That's 460-3775. And we'll even include a book I wrote called The Bad Breath Bible.
This is great. You know, I love it because in addition to that, which I'm going to have you come back again, I want to stick with the bad breath today. But you also talk about the tongue and the different formations, and we need to talk about that, because the tongue is kind of like the website to the rest of the body. You know, it is. It's like you can open this up and use my website.
I usually call it it's a mirror to your body, but a website is more appropriate. Like, the fact is, if you go to the website freshbreath.com, and once you get a hold of my book, you'll see what your tongue is supposed to look like. And, unfortunately, what many tongues look like, because people brush their tongue too hard, they're using the wrong harsh oral products, they're using strips that blow off the top of their head.
things aren't supposed to hurt inside your mouth.
Yeah.
When something's good for you, it's not supposed to hurt. It doesn't make sense.
I'm glad you said that because, you know, the strips that you got?
Yeah.
I like your strips. They're good. They're invigorating. They're zingers. But it's not like there's a few on the market that when you put it in, your eyes pop.
Well, that's what we're telling the stores. And as I mentioned before, Walmart picked up on it right away, and they really understood that people want fresh breath, and they want a pleasant taste in their mouth. They don't want to have, like, a nuclear bomb going off.
Absolutely. Now, what are some of the symptoms, then, of bad breath, other than somebody backing away?
Well, one of the simplest things, after your program is over, I want your listeners to go to a mirror, stick your tongue out. Mm-hmm. If your tongue is nice and pink and glistening, you're in good shape. However, if your tongue is yellow or has a whitish coating on the back, that's a sign you have a breath problem, because what the bacteria do is produce the sulfur in the back of the tongue, which actually coats the back of the tongue. So if your tongue has some sort of discoloration on it, you're probably offending someone at work or at home.
Why is it different, like at different times of day? Like, you know, usually when I take my vitamins and that, sometimes I get a little coating on the tongue after I take vitamins.
That's a good question. Anytime you're taking any types of medications, what your body needs to do is have plenty of water to break down the capsules or the tablets. Now, saliva is nature's way of keeping your breath fresh. So anytime you're eating something and your body needs the extra saliva to do the absorption, your mouth gets dry and a reaction takes place. Again, the bacteria notice the dry mouth and produce more sulfur compounds. That's why drinking water is important. But at the same time, and it can sort of go back to years ago when you're around a baby and they smell really great, they're drooling all over themselves and probably drooling on you, that great smell is because they have plenty of saliva. And the key ingredient in saliva and the key ingredient in the TheraBreath products is oxygen. Oxygen is the natural enemy of these anaerobic bacteria. So what we're doing with our TheraBreath products, with the gum and the strips and the mouthwash and toothpaste, we're mimicking very healthy saliva. It almost gives you baby's breath throughout the day, without the drooling, of course.
I was just going to say, if I go back to drooling, I'm okay, huh?
We don't want you to do. You'll smell like a baby, but you won't drool.
Oh, thank you.
I guarantee it.
Now, how many times, they tell you to brush at least, you know, 3-4 times a day. Does it make that much difference if you do it twice a day or 3 times a day?
For most people, you can get away with 2 times a day. But I'll tell you an interesting study we just came across a few years ago. It was done in England. It showed that many of the mouthwashes, besides having the alcohol in it, are very acidic.
Ooh.
And the acid level is near what a Coke or a Pepsi is. And everyone knows if you keep that in your mouth, you're going to wear away your tooth enamel.
Uh-huh.
And the reason they did the study is they found that so many people who were abusing mouthwashes, using it 6-7 times a day, ended up with very sensitive teeth. Ooh. But what they found is the longer you keep those strong mouthwashes in your mouth, the more tendency you have to wear away your tooth enamel. Mm-hmm. Secondly, people were using very hard toothbrushes, not a soft nylon like we recommend. They're using hard or even medium brushes and brushing, again, 6-7 times a day. And what that was doing is also wearing away tooth enamel. So people thinking that they're making their mouth a lot healthier were actually giving themselves root resorption, gum recession, and all sorts of other problems. So if you use the TheraBreath formulas, it's very gentle. Use it twice a day. You can probably get by, 98% of your listeners can get by without a problem.
The other thing
I do want to mention, very important, you need to floss.
Oh, yes.
Flossing is important.
I'm a flosser.
How often do you floss?
Once.
Okay. Once a day, that's all I ask. I don't ask for more. If you do it for more than 2 times a day, you have to go to dental school.
No. I do once a day, but I have an electric toothbrush with sonic toothbrushes, too. So.
Very good. Excellent. As long as you don't put any pressure on it, you're fine.
No, I'm the laziest person on earth if I can get away with it. Now, let's give that website again.
Freshbreath.com.
And the 800 number?
It's 800-460-3775. Or you can run over to your favorite store, like a Walmart or Walgreens or CVS. But the Walmart has the strips, so...
Fantastic. Can you come back and visit again? Because we'll talk more about the tongue.
I would love to talk about the tongue, talk about gum disease, and even about your pet's bad breath.
We have products
for that, too.
You got to come back.
I will. I promise.
Take care now, Dr. Katz.
Oh, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's Dr. Harold Katz, the Bad Breath Bible, a sweet breath greeting for you on Pop Off. And as always, we want to thank you for being with us on Pop Off. In the meantime, live simply, laugh often, love deeply, and above all else, you got to dare to dream, because that's what it's all about, folks.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.